This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Civic Matters. On Mondays, we take time to explore your civic engagement opportunities in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. Our partner in Civic Matters is Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor, and I do believe, Miss Mary, that after nearly a decade of going without, you are the proud owner of a new car.
David Fair, I sure am. It's kind of ironic that I get a car at the time that new scooters are introduced to the city. I'm going against trend.
Well, after a decade of going without, seriously, what brought on the decision? Just getting too cold on the scooter?
No, you know, I've got some just some lifestyle issues that I'm looking at, and it made sense to get a car more than it has in the past year. So,
I understand you've given it a name.
Yes, I'm calling it the Iron Butterfly because I listened to that group when I was a youngin, and my room was painted the deep purple that this car is painted. So I felt like there was some karma there.
In the Garden of Eden, or as they mispronounced it, in a Gata de Vida, baby, right?
In a Gata de Vida, right.
Well, you know, sometimes those first few days in a new car can make you feel like a kid again. Speaking of which, some of our young people
have
what I think is...
It
happens every once in a while. I stumble upon things. But some of our young people in the community have what I think is a really amazing opportunity to get involved in creating something special for the county.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad this is happening. One of the county commissioners, Jason Morgan, really pushed for it. And this summer, Washtenaw County government agreed to start the process of creating a youth commission for issues in the county. It's going to be led by the Neutral Zone and Corner Health Center, which are two nonprofits in our community. And right now, they're creating a task force that is actually going to look at other communities youth commissions nationwide and try to get a sense of what a local youth commission might look like, with the idea of in a year presenting another proposal to the county board. They're taking applications right now for people who are interested in working on this task force. They're looking for people between the ages of 13 and 19. Sorry, David. I think this is probably not going to happen for you. and the deadline to apply is Monday, September 17th. I know you're going to have a link to the application.
Absolutely.
And, we will as well on civcity.org and in our weekly newsletter. So I would encourage people to apply. You know, there's also going to be compensation. They're going to meet for 8 sessions and $25 a session, plus transportation provided if they need it. So, you know, I think it's a really good opportunity. And NutriZone and Corner Health Center are both really great nonprofits that will do a good job with this.
For those who do participate, it is a wonderful opportunity in a way to kind of give to the community. But the community as a whole is going to benefit when you give young people a voice. They usually use it very well.
That is very true.
Well, at the city level, Ann Arbor continues to move forward towards creation of a new police commission, but there are now some different-looking proposals and recommendations on the table to consider.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of respect for the people who worked on a task force this past summer. I know that there were many, many hours and a lot of thoughtful discussions around this. There's some tension. They submitted their recommendations, and now the city administrator, Howard Lazarus, is presenting a different set of recommendations to the city council at the council's work session this Thursday. There is some overlap, but there are some crucial differences, too, that really relate to the independence of the commission and the control that the city council and the city administration will have over that commission. So what I've heard is that now task force members are going to be given the opportunity to present their recommendations at this work session as well. And I can guarantee that there will be some animated public commentary and very likely animated discussion at that work session.
It certainly has the potential and possibly promise of a rather contentious get-together on Thursday, September 13th, I would think.
Yeah, you know, and that's going to be broadcast by CTN on Channel 16, or it's going to be on the CTN YouTube channel. So I would encourage people to watch. It's a pretty aggressive timeline from this point on. The target date for having a resolution to council is October 1st. So that's just, you know, a few more weeks. There's also kind of in limbo because the city administration agreed not to hire a new police chief until after this commission was created, or after this task force work was done. So they're wanting to move ahead on that as well. And the target for seating commissioners is January. So that's, you know, going to happen pretty fast if this timeline is followed.
We're going to have to keep an eye on it, and most certainly will here at WEMU. This is 89.1 WEMU, and Civic Matters with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative continues. And keeping our focus on Ann Arbor for another minute, Mary, conversations continue on how best to utilize the old YMCA property. It seems decisions get made, and then we say, we don't like those decisions, we're going to make different ones. There's a lot of ideas out there still.
Oh, my gosh. I am going to be in the grave before anything happens on these sites. Yeah, the latest thing is that developer Peter Allen, who also teaches at the University of Michigan, mm-hmm. Is circulating a proposal about potential development for several sites, including the former Y site, including the city property that is on West Washington across from the current Y, another city property that's on North Main. And, you know, from time to time, he puts together these proposals working with his students, and they're very... they're a very blue sky. Peter is a relentless optimist,
we can all use some of that.
Yeah, you know, he's very enthusiastic about some of these issues. And when I heard, this is nothing official, but when I heard that he was presenting it to people in the community and he had some meetings and was going to go to some of the advisory commissions, I thought, you know, this would be something for a broader section of our community to at least learn about so they can understand what's being discussed. Whether these proposals go anywhere, you know, I have no idea. It's always interesting to see what students come up with when they're given certain parameters, but also, you know, kind of it's not something where they have to submit an official site plan so they can let their imaginations have a bit of a field day.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU in Civic Matters. Mary, I sense there's more interest in this upcoming midterm election than we usually see in non-presidential voting years. No matter the turnout, we can always count on the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area to make sure that the word is out and the public is informed.
That is right. And they're gearing up again. They're great at mobilizing their volunteers, and they've just put out their September newsletter with a list of things that they need volunteers for, everything from working at their candidate forums in a variety of tasks. They have several voter registration drives, including a couple this week. They need voter guides to be delivered and a lot of other things. So I would also recommend signing up for their newsletter. It's very informative about their work in the community, and it's great that group is really, you know, putting their shoulder to the wheel as we head into November 6th.
A lot of ways to help with the league, but there's also ways to help on Election Day. The city of Ann Arbor is raising its base pay for election inspectors, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really don't think that people are chomping at the bit because of the compensation, but it's a good, it does help recruit the election inspectors and poll workers. They've just recently raised the hourly rate from $11 to $13 an hour as their base. Some of the positions have a higher compensation. This is going to be like a 16-hour day for most people, and you know, it is a bit of a slog, that don't wanna lie, but it's also really gratifying. The people I know who work the polls, you know, just they feel good about the experience, and it certainly gives you a very up close view of the our electoral process.
And now that we know there is no straight party voting come November elections, the lines are going to be longer and perhaps a lot more people needed.
Well, I tell you, I think that is really speaks to being informed before you get to the polls, and our AnnArborVotes.org site will help do that. You your website covers the elections. League of Women Voters Vote411.org also is helpful. But also, if you have the opportunity to vote absentee, that might be something that you should consider. There's going to be a lot of ballot proposals. There's going to be, you know, a very long list of candidates, everything from Michigan Supreme Court, U of M Regents, lots of local elections. So it's going to be important to be prepared.
Well, let's end on something a little less serious. Mary, we can't end our time together before we delve into the most pressing issue of all in Ann Arbor. It seems to be an all-in, love-it-or-hate-it issue, but the scooters have landed.
I am fascinated by the bird scooters. I was walking into town recently. At the corner, I saw a couple of scooters parked. Walked past that same corner a couple of, maybe 10 minutes later, and there was only one scooter there. So clearly they are being used. There are people who are very opposed to these scooters.
Mm-hmm.
The city put out an announcement saying, remember, these cannot be used on the sidewalks and they can't be left in the street. I know that nationwide there have been controversies. The city of Fresno recently issued a cease and desist order to the company. Nashville at one point confiscated the scooters until they could regulate their use. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in Ann Arbor.
Thank you very much for the time, Mary.
It's always a pleasure, David.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.